Voters in next week's Wisconsin elections are trying to sort out two ballot questions that would reduce spending power for Democratic Governor Tony Evers and give more clout to state lawmakers, as WUWM's Chuck Kornbach reports.
The ballot questions are proposed amendments to the Wisconsin Constitution that would become law if voters okay them on August 13th. The questions ask whether state lawmakers should be prevented from delegating their power over how money should be spent, and whether the governor should be prohibited from allocating federal money without the legislature's approval. The GOP-controlled Wisconsin legislature created the proposals and is pushing for a yes vote on each, after raising numerous complaints over how Democratic Governor Tony Evers has used some federal funds dating back to COVID-19 relief dollars coming from Washington, D.C. Democrats are advocating a no vote on each question. The issue comes up at the booths both major parties have inside the Expo Center at the Wisconsin State Fair. Republican voter John Bone of Racine says he's voting yes because he wants more eyes on the use of federal tax dollars in Wisconsin.
Yeah, basically, because having one guy do it, and he's not done it good at all, you need more oversight, so have a number of people looking at it and making a decision based on that instead of one person just doing it.
The wording of the ballot questions isn't clear to some people, but a West Dallas resident who gave her name as Berta says she's voting yes after getting the word from conservative talk radio.
I listen to WISN from morning till night, and they're conservative, and that's what they said to vote for.
In front of the Democratic Party booth, opinions are much different. Joan Polson of Middleton has already voted absentee and says she checked no on the constitutional amendments.
Because I do not believe that the legislature should make every decision on any money or emergency that the state might have. You need to have a little leverage there for the governor, which they don't want to give him. Too bad.
Judy Bates of St. Francis is also against the ballot questions. She says she basically likes how Evers has allocated the federal funds and calls the GOP advocates a pithy nickname for supporters of Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump.
I'm just tired of Trumpers wanting to have it one way for them and another way for non-Trumpers. And so I'm gonna go with the no vote.
Republican lawmakers have been holding news conferences to promote the ballot questions. The GOP complains that Wisconsin is one of only five states that give the governor sole control over federal funds. State Senator Julian Bradley of Franklin says Minnesota Governor Tim Walz also has full authority, but has included legislators when spending American Recovery Plan dollars.
He went to the legislature, and they came up with a plan. That's how you do it right, because even the governor of Minnesota, who I doubt any of us agree with, rarely at all, understood that the legislature should be part of that process.
Democrats have been holding news conferences too. Governor Evers calls the ballot questions an attempted power grab with serious consequences.
If these amendments pass, me and any other future governor will be left without the tools they need to make, especially during times of crisis.
Evers says the GOP chose to put the items on the August 13th ballot because it is typically a low turnout election. So Democrats have promised a, quote, full court press through social media and door-to-door outreach to get enough people to vote no and leave the governor with the sole power to use federal funds in Wisconsin. Chuck Kornbach, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.